Chapter 2. So wait, this chick ran after you? Adria was laughing so hard she could barely get the words out. She was hardly running, I mused, shaking my head at the memory. It was more like a Beyoncé walk on some world-stop-and-look-at-me mess. Adria apparently found more humor in the situation than I did as she gripped the side of the doorframe to keep from falling over. Wait, like literally following you and damn near begging you to marry her husband? How does that even sound? How can you even part your lips to let words like that come out? I shrugged. I had just relayed the events from last night's dinner, much to my best friend's amusement. It sounded even more ridiculous hearing it out loud. I lay sprawled across my queen-size bed as she busied herself sifting through my closet, her laughter echoing throughout my tiny bedroom. I'm glad you find this shit so funny, I said, struggling to hide a smirk of my own. I'm still in shock. Girl, I can't believe he even asked that. You must have that golden stairway to heaven, Poom Poom, for him to be wanting to marry you after 8 months with a wife at home. You got that joker sprung in love, huh? Adria stepped out of the closet, holding a flimsy red sundress to her body. You out of your mind if you think you're about to stuff your fat ass in my dress, I teased, and I chuckled as Adria flipped up her middle finger in my direction. A decade-long friendship had established this kind of rapport between us. But even though Adria was a curvaceous size 12 to my petite size 6 frame, her sexy ass was far from fat, and we both knew it. Funny how Adria and I were polar opposites, but blood couldn't have made us any closer. My girl couldn't stay out of 22-inch Peruvian bundles to save her life, while I was faithful with my pixie cut. I had gotten so many compliments since I'd chopped off my long tresses in college that I had forgotten what hair looked like on me. Plus, the jet black against my bronzed complexion made me look so much older, in my opinion. Older in an attracting older rich men kind of way. So the look had stuck with me. Adria disappeared into my closet once more, and I leaned back against my headboard. The conversation between Tina and me kept replaying over and over, and I would be lying if I said it wasn't bugging me, especially about me living at home with my parents. Hell yeah, it was weird and downright embarrassing. But after trying the college thing and realizing my love for parties outweighed the way too lenient class expectations, I dropped out. The temporary jobs I landed were really just enough to cover my gas and give my dad a few dollars on the light bill. No way could I afford to live on my own. So, pride aside, I had shacked back up in the bedroom I'd had since middle school and made do with the basic essentials. I lucked out with my job at the bank, thanks to Adria's aunt, truth be told. It was great working alongside my best friend, and at least I was making more than minimum wage, but I was bored out of my mind at work. Numbers were Adria's area of expertise, not mine. My love was makeup. That's why I would be glad when we opened our own retail cosmetic store, Melanin Mystique, like we had been talking about for years now. At the rate we were going, however, that dream was looking more and more unrealistic. Every extra coin I had from work and Leo was going toward getting my own place. Still living at home at 24, I was way too good for that shit. And who said anything about love? I added as Adria reemerged from the closet, this time empty-handed. Leo never told me he loved me. That's why the whole thing is so crazy. I mean, it's not even legal. Exactly. Picture you, your husband, and his wife strolling around Centennial Park like one big happy family. She was right. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't make sense of the foolery. What would people say? What would my parents think? I couldn't even bring myself to mention it to them. I had been very skimpy on the details of my relationship with Leo, of course. They knew I was seeing something.